Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Tesvav. We are holding toward the bottom of daf Yud Aleph and Beis. We are at Itmar, not really toward the bottom, about 15 lines from the end of the page. Itmar Havchan Al Tzideihen. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored to commemorate the first yard site of Meir Penstein, Meir Yosef Ben Avram Zichrono Levracha, a great lover of Torah and a participant of this shiur, by his children and grandchildren, whose yard site is on the Tu B'Av. Neshama should have an aliyah. We miss Meir very much. Also by the Torah family, Leila Nishmas, their grandfather, Rabbi Paul Teicher Pinchas Ben Yaakov, whose first yard site is today. Neshama should have an aliyah. And also in memory of Harav Avram Ben Rav Yitzchak Isaac Zichron Vracha, whose 15th yard site was on the 11th of Av, Neshama should have an aliyah. And also for Refu Shalema, for Rivka Bas Tzipora, who began chemo treatment this week, she should have a Refu Shalema Bisoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we're going to discuss today, first we're going to talk about if you have boards, but you flip them on their side, instead of using them as flat boards on top of the sukkah, you flip them on their side, so the width-wise, it shouldn't be as much of a problem. So the shaila is that still a problem? Meaning, do we view boards as pasul schach, and it's like putting metal on top of the sukkah? Or do we say, no, the problem is that you're using it like a tikra, but if it's clear that you're not using it like a tikra, then it would be fine. Then the Mishnah on the top of Tesvav and Aleph is going to talk about how to fix a roof of boards in order to make a sukkah kasher. Meaning, let's say you have a roof of boards that are already on the sukkah, what can you do to fix it? So then the Gemara is going to identify who each opinion is, what each opinion is concerned with in the Mishnah. Is it an issue of Tasav Laman Asli that we're concerned with? Is it an issue of Gzeres Tikra that we're concerned with? What in particular is the issue? The Gemara is going to have two explanations why Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda would argue once again about Gzeres Tikra, considering that we've already had a Machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, about Gzeres Tikra. Why? What we're adding by reporting that Machlokas again. Then the Gemara is going to explain our Mishnah according to Shmuel, who holds that that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda disqualify a sukkah with four tefach wide boards, that's not even subject to the machlokas. The whole machlokas was only when it was between three and four tefachim. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amna Aleph is going to talk about how to make a sukkah with schach pasul into a kashra sukkah, and whether that proves anything about the concept of parutz ka'omed. What if something is 50-50, exactly on the line, not parutz meruba ala omed, not omed meruba ala parutz? And then at the very end of the daf on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about being mesakech bivla'e kelim, with worn out kelim that are no longer mekabel tuma, and therefore one might think that it's kosher to be mesakech with them because they're no longer really kelim. We're going to discuss whether that in fact is the case. So let's begin again about 15 lines from the end of the page on daf Yud Aleph and Beis. We are at Itmar. So says the Gemara, Itmar, hafachan al tzideihen. If you have these boards that are four tefachim wide, but you flip them along their width, and let's assume that their width is less than three tefachim, because if it's less than three, when you have a board that's less than three tefachim of width, there's no machlokas. Everyone would agree that would be kosher. So Rashi assumes that when you flip it on its side, it's going to be less than three tefachim. There are Rishonim that disagree with Rashi and say that no, if it's less than three tefachim, there's nothing to talk about, and it's for sure going to be mutter. The whole machlokas is when it's three tefachim wide, so it's not exactly, it's not such an insignificant width, it's more than the shear of lavud, and that's why it's even a discussion. But Rashi assumes that no, it's a length, if you were to keep them flat, then they would be problematic, they'd be four tefachim wide. You put them on their edges, you flip them on their side, and it's less than three tefachim wide. So Rav Huna Amar Psula, Rav Huna says, since there's a shame psul on this on these boards, so they're possible. It's like having shvudin shamateches. It's like putting metal on top of your sukkah, and it's going to be possible even though it's less than three tefachim wide. Just like metal would be possible even though it's less than three tefachim wide. Rav Chisav, Rabbi Rav Huna, Amrik Sheira, and Rav Chisav, Rabbi Rav Huna say that the sukkah is going to be kosher because the whole problem with a board that's four tefachim wide is a gzeiras tikra. But in this way, where you're flipping it on its side, it's very obvious that you're not using it like a regular tikra, so it's not shaykh to make a gzeiras tikra. The whole concept of gzeiras tikra is a person is going to look up and say, this looks remarkably similar to the roof of my house. I might as well just stay home. What do I need to be in a sukkah for? No one's going to say that if the boards are flipped on their side. Ikla Rav Nachman the surah. Rav Nachman once went to surah. Al gabei Rav Chista v'Rab Baravuna. And Rav Chista v'Rab Baravuna went to talk to him in learning and to hear that maybe he agrees with their opinion that it's kshera, that the sukkah would be kosher when you flip it on its side. So Amri lei. So Rav Chista v'Rab Baravuna said to Rav Nachman, Hafach nal tzidei en mahu. What do you taina if it's put if the boards are on their side? What do you think la halacha? Samluhu psula. I disagree with you. He said, I hold that it's possible. So, and the reason is, nasu kishvud nishal mateches, that once you have a board that's four tefachim wide, even if you flip it on its side, it's just schach pasul. It's like a cheftza of schach pasul. And therefore, it doesn't matter how you position it, once it's a cheftza of schach pasul, it's pasul. It's not going to be usable. So, amul rafunas, rafunas said to Rav Chista, to Rabbi Rafuna, lo amri luchu amri kavasei, I didn't tell you that to paskin like me, that the din of havchan al tzidan is a pasul. So Amrulei, they said to Ravuna, mi amalan mar time of lo kablina minei. Well, maybe if you'd explain yourself, we would follow what you say. Did you ever give us an explanation that we have to be mekabel? So Amrulehu, so he said back to them, so Ravuna said, mi beisu minoi taima v'lo amiluchu. Did you ever ask a reason for me and I didn't offer it? I mean, if you ask for a reason, I'll give you a reason. You don't ask for a reason, you're not going to get a reason, you'll just get a psak. So Rav Huna held psula, and he didn't give the original the reason for the psak, whereas Rav Nachman said that it was psula, and he gave the explanation for the psak. So Rav Huna was very proud, obviously, that Rav Nachman paskined like him. So so Rav Huna was saying, see, I told you should paskin like me. So they said, well, maybe we would have if you would have explained yourself. So Rav Huna said, well, maybe you should have asked if you wanted me to explain myself. But at the end of the day, Rav Nachman paskins like me. So Lema Misayele. So says the Gemara, okay, now that Rav Huna has been supported by Rav Nachman, that if you have a four tefach wide board, even if you flip it on its side, it's going to pasul the sukkah, maybe there's another support for Rav Huna, not from Rav Nachman, but from a brisa, where the brisa says, Eina machzekes kidei rosh of rubov shulchano. If let's say you have a sukkah that doesn't have a shear hechsher sukkah, it's not it doesn't hold the shear of Rosh Aruba of Shulchano, which you know is 7 by 7 tefachim, right? We had this discussion of Rosh Aruba of Shulchano back on Daf Gimel. We discussed two machlokas by Shama Beisilel. We discussed both the machlokas by a sukkah gedola, where Shulchano b'sol chabayis, where you happen to be in the sukkah and your shulchan is b'sol chabayis, and we had a machlokas by Shama Beisilel. Do we make a gzeira that you're going to end up where your table is? And then we had another machlokas about what the minimum size of a sukkah is the minimum size of a sukkah 6 by 6 tefachim? That's Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel, Beis Shavim, minimum size of a sukkah 7 by 7 tefachim, because you need enough space for not just Rosh Aruba but Shulchanu as well. And then of course we had the Shita of Rebbe that it was not 6 by 6 tefachim nor 7 by 7 tefachim, but rather was Dalid al Dalid Amos, that it's actually 4 by 4 Amos. That Shita of Rebbe was revisited again, as was the Shita of Beis Shammai, was revisited again back on Daf Zayin, where the Gemara had said that there are a whole bunch of Tanaim that all seem to be based on the Yisod of Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. The Sukkah needs to be a Diras Keva. So we said, oh, if you hold it, you need such a large Sukkah, it must be that you're basing your idea of the size of a Sukkah on Diras Keva. Now, Beis Shammai, however, said it doesn't need to be 4 by 4, but just 7 by 7 Tvachim. So let's say again, we assume 7 by 7 Tvachim. So let's assume that your sukkah does not have Eina Machzekes Rosh Aruv Shulchano. Oh, Shenifritz about Pirza Kadei Shadakabra B'Gedi B'Bas Rosh. We're going through different problems, different psulim that would ruin the sukkah. That there's a Pirza on one of the walls, you know, on the bottom of one of the walls, that the wall is so high off the ground that a Gedi can crawl right under the wall. Meaning there's more than 3 tvachim of airspace between the floor and where the wall actually begins. Oh, Shenasin Alein Neser Shu Rachav Arba'a Tvachim. Or on top of the sukkah, you have a board that's 4 tvachim. Now this one is the least obvious of the psulim that we're mentioning. First one is sukkah, it's way too small. Second one is sukkah that the walls are all messed up. But over here we're saying, you have a board that's 4 tvachim wide, but the only three tefachim of the board are covering the sukkah. So in such a case, psula, the sukkah is going to be pasul. Well, hey chidami, if the board is four tefachim wide, how is it that only three tefachim are covering the sukkah? Lav kigon shafachan al tzidayem. Isn't it talking about a case where you have a four tefach wide board, but you flip it on its edge, and the edge is only three tefachim wide, and that's why the sukkah is going to be pasul, because the board itself is considered like schach pasul. So that's a raya to shitas Rav Huna, which has already been supported by Rav Nachman, that such a board is going to be pasul. We view it as shvudin shel barzel. Now, according to Rav, that the machloka that we, in yesterday's daf, that the machlokes of Meir Rav Yehuda is about a four tefach wide board, so you have to say that this price is assuming like shitas Rav Meir, that a neser that's rachav arba'a is going to be pasul. According to Shmuel, it holds that the machlokas is bepachos Meir arba'a, but if it's a four tefach wide board, everyone agrees that it's going to be pasul, then this price will be going l'kulei alma, because once you're saying that it's four tefachim, that's the equivalent of saying, according to Shmuel, that's the equivalent of saying that everyone holds it's going to be pasul. The Rush actually brings this brisa as a raya that we pasul like Shmuel, because the machlok shamei Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha should follow Rabbi Yehuda. So if we didn't pasul like Shmuel, this brisa would be going shalok ilchsa, because we should follow Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Meir. So it must be that the Bryce is assuming like the Shita of Shmuel, and therefore the Bryce is going Kehilchasa. The Bryce is going both Alibid Rabbi Meir and Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. So that's one of the rayas that the Rush has, that this is an exception to one of the Klalei Apsat. That normally we say Hilchasa Karav Yisur Yilchasa Shmuel Bedini, but over here we're going to pass like Shmuel. As we mentioned yesterday, the Rif also paskins like Shmuel in this Machlokas. But again, that was yesterday's topic. So as far as today is concerned, as far as our Sugya is concerned, apparently the Bryce is describing a case where you have a four tefach wide board, you flip it on its side, and we're saying that it's pasul. So says Marlo, that's not what the Bryce is talking about at all. The Bryce is not talking about a four tefach wide board that you flip on its side. No, you're putting it flat down, but you're putting it by the fourth side of the sukkah. Meaning we're assuming a regular sukkah means three walls. One, two, three. And then on the fourth side, it's open. There's no wall. The Da'ayil Tassel Gav, where three tefachim of this board are inside the three walls of the sukkah, Va'apik Chalavar, and one tefach protrudes out beyond the three walls of the sukkah. Ta'avalei Pesala Yotzim in a sukkah. And then that extra tefach that protrudes outside of the sukkah is what we call Pesala Yotzim in a sukkah. Meaning Pesala Yotzim in a sukkah is you have a kashra sukkah, and then there's a continuation of it that goes to an area that doesn't have all the details of Hekshar Sukkah, that doesn't have all the requirements of Hekshar Sukkah. And we pass them called Pesal Yotzim in a Sukkah, Nidon Kasukkah. Anything that protrudes out of the Sukkah that starts off in a Kasher Sukkah is considered part of that Sukkah. So since Lagabe Hekshar Sukkah, we would view it, I mean, normally Pesal Yotzim in a Sukkah is a major kula, that we're Makshir, even so it doesn't fit the criteria of a Kasher Sukkah, because it's adjacent to a Kasher Sukkah. It's a continuation of a kosher sukkah. Where do we have this? We had this back on Daf Dalit. If you recall, we discussed what happens if you have a sukkah, it's the malam echafama, and then you decide that you're going to build on the back wall, the middle wall of the sukkah, you build an itzva, you build a platform, and from the top of the platform, it's less than chafama. So certainly, if the platform is 7x7 tefachim, you could sit on top of the platform, that's fine. You're surrounded by three walls, you have a schach within 20 amos, you're good. What about sitting beyond the platform? What about sitting after the platform ends, when you're on the floor and the schach is more than 20 amos high? So he said, that's kasher, you're allowed to do that. The schach is more than 20 amos high, how's that kasher? It's pesel hayotim in a sukkah. It's adjacent to and continuation of that which is a kasher sukkah, and that's going to be fine if it's pesel hayotim in a sukkah. So if we say it lekula, when it comes to pasling the sukkah, we also consider it to be in a continuation of the sukkah. That this board is considered like schach pasel, because it's four tefachim wide, and that tefach that's outside of the sukkah combines with the rest of the board that's inside of the sukkah, and therefore we view this sukkah as if it has a four tefach board on it, and that's why it's problematic. But not at all a raya if you flip a board on its side. We're not talking about flipping a board on its side, we're talking about a flat board. Rashi says that it can't be talking about where you that you put the neser on the side that has a wall, because then we would say the sukkah would be kasher midin dofen akuma, right? If it was a side that actually has a wall, then it would be as long as it's within four amos of the side wall, it would be kasher mishum dofen akuma, right? We had that concept also a few times already in the Masechta, the notion of dofen akuma. The Marsha just wonders, we don't always say dofen akuma, meaning dofen akuma is only if you have the space to say dofen akuma. You're still going to need a sheer hechsher sukkah at some point. You're going to need 7x7 tefachim of actual kasher schach. So he doesn't know why Rashi assumes automatically that you're going to say dofen akuma. If the sukkah doesn't have that much space to give before you get to the sheer hechsher sukkah, then you wouldn't apply dofen akuma. Okay, so let's begin now the new Mishnah on the top of Daf, Tezvav Amid Aleph. So the Mishnah describes Tikra. If you have a roof that's made out of boards that are, let's say, four tefachim wide, that's how Rashi understands. Many Rishonim disagree with Rashi and they say, well, no, we're talking about boards that are less than four tefachim wide and they're kosher to use for schach. The problem over here is you put them there l'shem bayis, not l'shem tzel sukkah. So if you're putting them there l'shem bayis, there's reason to argue that we should make a gzeres tikra. So let's say, like Rashi, that physically these boards are not okay because physically they're four tefachim wide, and that's why they're fundamentally problematic as a tikra. So tikra sheina lamaziva. You have a tikra, but you didn't cement it in. You didn't put dirt and cement to hold it in place. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you want to kasher your sukkah. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's a machlokas beisham beisalul what to do. That beishame omrim beishame says you want to sit under that tikra mifakpek. You take off the tikra, you shake the tikra a little bit. You shake each of the boards v'notalachas mibein time, and then you take every other board out and you put schach kasher in its place. So you have boards schach kasher alternating in your sukkah. So Beis Hillel says that since the psul is a psul of tikra, is because of tasav lo min asui, so if you want to be makshir the sukkah, you don't need to do both being mefakpek and to be notalach ben time. One or the other should suffice. Mefakpek, and therefore it's as if you put it there l'shem tzel sukkah, because you shook it now and you've taken each board and you've shaken it, so now it's there l'shem tzel sukkah and it's going to be fine. Oh, notalach ben time. Or you could take one board out from alternating boards out and put schach kasher in its place, and that's considered a new asiya l'shem sukkah, and that would be perfectly fine. Rabbi Meir says no, it's not a machlokas pesham beis hillel. No talachas bein time bein mafak beik. Everyone would agree that you could just take one out from in between, and you don't need to shake anything. Since Rabbi Meir disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah we had on Daf Yudalid and Yolza and yesterday's Daf and Yolza, you should not be in the misakeh binasarim that are four tefachim wide, so it's not going to help to be minaneya the schach, because they're pasul schach, they're four tefachim wide, so it's not going to help to be minaneya. And therefore, you dafka have to take one out from in between kol neser v'neser, from in between each board, and you have to replace that with schach kasher. Only then is it going to work, because you have a physical problem over here, that four tefach wide boards are physically not kasher to use for schach. According to the shita of Rav, that we're going to see in a couple of days from now, Daf Yudzayin and Beis, that schach pasul even be'emtza hasukkah will only be a problem if it's dal ramos of schach pasul. So our Mishnah also has to be saying that the entire sukkah is kasher, because you will never have four amos straight of schach pasul as long as you take a neser mibein time out. So that will break up the continuity of the schach pasul, and therefore you won't have four amos straight of schach pasul. Will be fine. But according to Shmuel, who we paskin like, that schach pasul be'emtza sukkah pasul's ba'arba tefachim, that schach pasul even for tefachim in the middle of the sukkah is problematic. So what's going on over here? How does this help? You have a four tefach wide board, then you take out the next one and fill it with schach kasher, that's four tefachim schach kasher, but then you're right back to another four tefach wide board, so you're never going to have enough schach kasher, and you have all this schach pasul in between, because a four tefach wide board is schach pasul. So according to that, what you have to say is, we shouldn't point out that we're talking about a sukkah that's like we spoke about yesterday, it's exactly eight amos wide, and when you put neser u pesel b'serugin, you start off on each end with a four tefach wide board, and then pesel yotze, then schach kasher, then four tefach wide board, then schach kasher. What you can end up with is two continuous schach kashers in the middle that meet in the middle. Oh, so each one is four tefachim. That means you have eight tefachim of schach kasher in the middle, and to the right of it and to the left of it, you have less than four amos of pasul schach. right? So you could apply Dofen Akuma on each side. That's something we also learned back on Daf Dalet, that Dofen Akuma, it could apply not only on one wall, you could apply Dofen Akuma on all four sides simultaneously. A Bayis Shenivchas, if the middle of the roof caved into the house and you just cover it with Schach Kasher, as long as there's less than four amos on each side, we could apply Dofen Akuma on all sides. So you can apply Dofen Akuma on both sides getting toward the center, and at the center, you can have eight Tvachim of Schach Kasher. And that's why it's going to work according to our mayor, that you're not talking in time, you don't need to be mfakbek, you just fill it in with schach kasher. So it's not really fully alternating throughout the sukkah. It's alternating starting on each side of the sukkah, and then in the middle you have two schach kashers that meet each other, two, four tefachim of schach kashers that meet each other. So now the Gemara explains the basis of the machlokas Beishamay and Beisilel. So Bishlam, meaning we had a machlokas whether there was a machlokas Beishamay and Beisilel, but Rabbi Yehuda thought there was. So Bishlam and Beisilel, I understand Beisilel is machshir the sukkah by doing one or the other, either being mefatbek or being no talachas being ben atayim tamayim mishum tasav lo menasli. He holds that the problem you have over here is that it's tasav lo menasli. You need to make the sukkah l'shem sukkah, and you're not yotzi with the sukkah that just comes into being, right? So therefore, sukkah that you're mesakech l'shem bayis, you're going to have to do something to show that you're doing l'shem sukkah. So even fakbek avad le'maisa. So if you shake up the boards, so you've done a maisa and it's not tasav lo menasli, and ino talachas min time avad b'maisa. And if you remove every other board and replace it with schach kasher, you're mevatel the psul of tasav lo menasli because you did a maisa. El b'shama holds that you need to do both. You need to take away every other board, and you also need to be mefakbek maitemayu. If the problem is tasav lo menasli, they should say like Beis Hillel, one or the other should be enough. And imishum gzeres tikra, and if the issue is one of gzeres tikra, that you're afraid that people are going to confuse this with the tikra sabayis, and they're going to come to use that, well then b'no talachas b'no tayim sagi. You shouldn't need to be mefakbek, just take out every other board, because if you take out every other board, you're already showing that you know the issue of tasav lo menasli, and you're not going to come to sit tachas tikras beisa, you're not going to come to sit under your the roof of your home. So says Gemara, really, the basis of Beis Shammai is that they hold that it's a problem of Gzeres Tikra. And what they're saying is that even if you've shaken up each board, and therefore you've taken care of the problem of Tasav Lo Menasli, it's still not going to be good enough. Because you know Talach Tzibin Atayim in Ilo Lo. If you also remove every other board, and you're Mevatel the Tikra, you take away the look of the roof, then it's going to help, because it will no longer look like Tikra Speso. But if you don't remove one of the boards, or maybe every other board, then it will still appear like Tikra Speso, and even though you may have solved Tasav Lo Menasli, you still have this additional problem of Gzeres Tikra. So that's what Beis Shammai is saying, it doesn't suffice to be mefakbek. You also need to remove every other board. So it says Mar Ihachi, if Beis Shammai really does not require shaking at all. I mean, what we're saying is revolutionary. We read the Mishnah, we thought Beis Shammai holds you need to do two things, and Beis Hillel holds, no, either one will suffice. Well, we got Beis Hillel right, either one will suffice, but Beis Shammai is not requiring that you do both. Beis Shammai is just saying, pick the right one. You can't just be mefakbek. You have to dafka take out every other one, because we have to be concerned not only for Tasav Lo Menasli, but for Gzeres Tikra as well. So Ihachi, but if that's really what Beis Shammai is saying, that you only need to do one thing, and that one thing you need to do is remove every other board and replace it with Schach Kasher. Ema Seifa, Rameir, Omer, No Talachs, Meir, Time, Avalo, Yifakbek, Rameir, Hain, Beis Shammai. When Rameir says that all you need to do is take out every other board, and don't bother being Mefakbek, because it doesn't help, it's Lomal, Lomorid, it's not going to help you anyway, well, that's exactly Shitas Beis Shammai, the way Rabbi Yehuda understood Beis Shammai. So says Omer, Hachi Kamer, Lo Nachlu, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, That's exactly what Rameir is saying. Rameir is saying, I agree that's correct, because I don't think it's just Shitas Beis Shammai. I mean, we're asking the question, Rameir seems to conform to Shitas Beis Shammai. The answer is no. Rameir has a different version of what Beis Shammai Beis Hillel held. And Rameir is saying, even Beis Hillel agrees to this. It's not just Shitas Beis Shammai. It's the correct Shita L'Kol HaDeos, both according to Beis Hillel and according to Beis Shammai, that Lo Nechlechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Davar Zeh. So my Kamash, what is this Mishnah teaching us that we didn't yet know. Rav Meir is like Gzeres Tikra, Rav Yehuda less like Gzeres Tikra. What? It's the Mishnah telling us that Rav Meir is concerned for Gzeres Tikra and Rav Yehuda is not, and that's why Rav Yehuda said that within Shitas Beis Hillel, you only need to take care of Tasav Lo Menasloi, just be Mefakmek, that's going to be good enough. Whereas Rav Meir says, no, that's not good enough, we have a problem with Gzeres Tikra. But then we already had that machlokas in the previous Mishnah, whether between Amir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether there's a problem of Gzeres Tikra or not. The Nesachim and Nesarim Div Rabbi Yehuda, Ramei Roser, Rabbi Yehuda had said you could use Nesarim as Schach. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda was not worried about Gzeres Tikra. Rabbi Meir said you're not allowed to use Nesarim as Schach because he is worried about Gzeres Tikra. So says Mar Amr B'chir Baraba Amr B'Yochanan Reisha bin Nesarim Meshupin Askinan Umishum Gzeres Kalim Naguba. The previous Mishnah where they argue whether you could be Mesachich bin Nesarim, and Rav Meir says you can't, Rav Meir is not on account of Gzeres Tikra. We're talking about Nesarim Meshupin. You have very smoothed out boards, and they're usable boards. Because they're so smoothed out, and the issue is, even though Mitzad Adin, they would be kosher for Sikuch, because they're Pshute Kliyet, they're not Mekabel Tuma, but Rav Meir made a Gzera not to be Mesakech with them, lest you come to be Mesakech with Kalim that are also Mekabel Tuma. And Rav Yehuda says, nah, there's no such chash, he's a flat pieces of wood. So even though they may be usable flat pieces of wood, there's no concern that you're going to come to be misakef with real kalim that actually have a base kibul. So the Gemara rejects Rabbi Chiya, that Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda disagree about Gzeres kalim. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda Merav, remember we had that discussion on Daf Yud Beis, whether you could be misakef with parts of an arrow. So we said, well, there are two parts. There's the zachar part, the stick that goes in, and then there's the actual head of the arrow, which has a base kibul. So that's where we had a whole discussion of what the chiddush is that you cannot be mesakech with the base kibul part. After all, it's obviously a kli. So we discussed a base kibul ha'asir the malus, whether a base kibul that's going to be filled in eventually has a din of a base kibul. But we spoke about the chitzin zacharim, the which is just a stick of wood. So ksheira, we said that that's kasher because it's pshutei kliyot and it's not mekabel tuma. But in the kevos, with the nekeva part that has a base kibul in it, so we said it's mekabel tuma, it's going to be pasul. So if you're mesakech with it psula, it's going to be pasul. V'lo gazar zacharim atu nekevos. But note that over there we didn't make any sort of gzeira of you can't be mesakech with the male part unless you come to be mesakech with the female part of the arrow as well. But if Rav Meir disagrees with this din, then Rav wouldn't pass on Rabbi Yehuda because the halacha is like Rabbi Meir b'gzeirosav. We should have passed on like Rabbi Meir. Meaning, if that din was subject to machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, and there really is a machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, do I make a gzeira against pshutei kliyets that are smoothed out because it's too similar to kalim? We would have passed it like Rabbi Meir. That's what the Ritva points out. That halach Rabbi Meir b'gzeirosav. We should have passed on like Rabbi Meir over there. Marsha says a little bit the opposite. He says if it was machlokes Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, then certainly Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda halach Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav wouldn't need to tell me that it would be obvious. So it's a question of what the Gemara is trying to point out when it's saying that we already learned that chitzim zacharim are kosher to use for schach. The way the Ritva reads it is that chitzim zacharim are kosher to use for schach, and that wouldn't be true if it was actually machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. Because of course we pass like Rav Meir b'gzeirosav. The way the Marsha reads it is that chitzim zacharim are kosher for schach, that wouldn't be necessary to tell me if it was machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, because of course we pass like Rav Yehuda. So two ways to read the Gemara. But bottom line is that if it was a machlokas, it creates some problem. So Achanami lo nigzer nesarim meshupin to kalim. So here also, Rav Meir should not be gozer on flat pieces of wood, even though they're smoothed out nicely, because apparently he wasn't gozer on the chitzim zacharim. So why would he be gozer over here? So ella al karchach reisha pligi b'gzeres tikra v'seifa pligi b'gzeres tikra. That you have to say, back to what we said originally, that both the previous Mishnah and this Mishnah are reporting the Machlokas about the same issue. The issue is an issue of Gzeres Tikra. Now we're back to our question. If they're arguing twice about Gzeres Tikra, why is that necessary? Why do they need to have that Machlokas twice? Nefligu betarti zimni lamali. Why do they argue twice? Well, Seifa, our Mishnah is a hemshich of the previous Mishnah where we already had the Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda de Tamale Rav Meir. It's Rabbi Yehuda commenting to Rabbi Meir, continuing their discussion. What was your problem with being Mesakech ben Asarim? You were worried about Gzeres Tikra. Well, Haisfar Lebeshama Yudislahu, Ubeisil Lo Gazri. I know that that Shita exists, that there is a Gzeres Tikra, but that Shita's Beshamai. Beisil is not worried about Gzeres Tikra. Vam Rameir defends himself and he says, no, you're wrong. Lanechle Besham Beisil Bedover Zeh. This was something that Besham and Beisil agreed about. Say no chinami, Rameir Rabbi Yehuda are arguing again about Gzeres Tikra, but it's not again. It's a continuation of the same discussion, and what Rabbi Yehuda is trying to, the point Rabbi Yehuda is trying to make is something that the Mishnah Nedios refers to. The Mishnah Nedios says, why is it that we ever report what Shitas Beishamai is if we know we're not going to pass on like him anyway? So the Mishnah says we say Shitas Beishamai in case someone in a later generation comes up with a similar idea to Beishamai. We could tell him your idea is a good one. It was thought of by great people, by the Beishamai, but it's already been rejected. Lahala. So this is that playing out right here in our Mishnah. The Rabbi Yehuda is saying to Rabbi Meir, your idea of Gzeres Tikra was great. It was Beis Shammai's idea, and we've already rejected it. And Rabbi Meir says, no, it was not Beis Shammai's idea. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agreed to the concept of Gzeres Tikra. So Hanichul Rav the Amar Machlokas Bishesh Ben Arba'a. I have said very well, if you assume like the Shita of Rav, that the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is when you have a board that's four tefachim wide, Rabbi Meir is like Gzeres Tikra, Rabbi Yehuda last. Gzeres Tikra, where that in fact is the subject of the Machlokas. The Rabbi Meir holds of Gzeres Tikra, and Rabbi Yehuda rejects Gzeres Tikra because he thinks Gzeres Tikra is a Beis Shammaidik thing. El Shmuel Damer B'Shem Ben Arba Machlokas, El Yesh Ben Arba Diver Chol Psula. But according to Shmuel, that the Machlokas is when it's less than four tefachim. But had it been four tefachim, why would it be possible? Seifa B'may Pligi. What's the Seifa? What are they arguing about in our Mishnah? Stam Nesarim are four tefachim wide, so everyone should hold that it's possible. How could there be a Machlokas in our Mishnah? So says the Gemara that according to Shmuel, even though if you have four tefach wide boards, they're also to use a schach, Bein Rameir, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, but our Mishnah is talking about a tikra that's made out of these boards that was already being used for a bias, and you are now mefakbek, you are now moving in order to be makshrut l'shem sukkah. So the fact that you're mefakbek, that you're doing something to it, is mochiach that you know the din of tasav l'manasli. So bivitule tikra kamithulki. The machlokas is, does such a maisa help to be mevatel l'shem tikra from it, and therefore you don't need to make a gzeras tikra on it. So marsa Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's machlokas Beisham and Beis Hillel, that batel ba'achi, and according to Beis Hillel, it would become batel, because since you're showing that you know that a tikra would be possible, so there's no cheshash anymore of being Yoshev Tachas Tikra Sabayis, meaning the Gzeres Tikra is personal. So if you demonstrate that you know the difference between a roof and a sukkah, so we don't need to make a Gzeres Tikra on you. So even though physically these boards would be subject to Gzeres Tikra, but by you shaking it, you're showing that you know that there's a difference between a Tikra Sabayis and a Sukkah. And by demonstrating that you know the difference, we're no longer going to make the Gzeres Tikra. Whereas a Marsav, Rav Meir is going to say that Beisil holds Bachi Labata. You don't get rid of the Gzeres Tikra by just moving around the boards, and you need to actually be no Talachas, mi Bein Atayim. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Hamakara Sukasu Beshvudin Baruchas Amita. Let's say you use Mamish Pasal. You take shvudin, metal spits, or you take the boards on the sides of the bed that they're pasul because they're mekabel tuma. Im yesh revach beinein kamosin ksheira. All you need to make sure is that there's as much space in between them that you could fill in with kasher schach as there is space that's filled in with pasul schach, and then your sukkah is going to be kasher. We already had this Mishnah earlier as well in Daf Yudbeis. We discussed if a person has a big haystack and he hollows out, he digs out an area that's 7 by 7 tefachim and 10 tefachim high, so then it's not going to be a valid sukkah. We had a discussion back then whether it was a gzeiras otzer or whether it was a tasav lomina asui. Pashup Shad, this is the exact example of tasav lomina asui. So lema tavit yuftet Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yishua. Maybe our Mishnah is against Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yishua. De itmar, because when it comes to a mechitza, it's matir want to be metaltal on Shabbos. If you make a mechitza from boards that are 3 tefachim wide, and in between each board you leave a 3 tefach empty space, so it turns out parutz ka'omed, that you have as much open space as you do closed space. Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Rav Huna b'Rei Amar Asur. That's a machlokas by mechitzos of Shabbos. That when you have parutz ki'omid, the same amount of open space as you do closed space, Rav Papa says that you're allowed to use that as a wall. And Rav Huna Rav Yeshua says you're not allowed to be metaltal to such a wall. So according to Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, apparently mechza al mechza is puzzle. So how come in our Mishnah we say that if there's revach kamosan, that if there's space in between the shvudin or the aruch samita, that's the same size as the schach puzzle, that it's going to be kosher? Isn't that 50-50? So and isn't that subject to this machlokas? So amalak Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, my kamosan b'nichnas yotzei. No, Rav Huna Rav Yeshua will say when our Mishnah says that you leave the amount of space that's kamosan, revach beinei and kamosan, it means that the airspace in between the schach puzzle leaves enough space that you can stick in schach kosher of equal size. Now, to stick in schach kosher of equal size means that you have a little more than the amount of space that the schach puzzle is taking up, because you need to have a little bit of wiggle room in order to stick in the schach kosher. So that's what it means, revach kamosan. Revach kamosan does not mean that it's exactly the same amount of space. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara is understanding that it's not, we're not re-explaining the Mishnah in a way that we shouldn't ask on Rav Huna, but it's because of some other for some other reason we had to say that kamosan is lav davka, because the metzius is that when people want to make a revach that's the same size as the space that's taken up, they're never going to get it exactly right. They'll always leave a little bit of extra space, because a person can never get it exactly right. Meaning the premise of the question we're about to ask is not that we needed to make an ukimta in the Mishnah in order to satisfy Rav Huna. That when we said that they left a little more space than the amount of area that's taken up by schach pasul, it's because the Metzius demands that we say that. That it's impossible to leave exactly the amount of space that the schach pasul takes up. So says Gemara, really? If a person tries really hard, you should be able to get it exactly right. You should be able to get a case of parutz ki'o made exactly on top of your sukkah, so it should still be a kashan Rav Huna. So Rabbi Ami b'ma'adiv. No, it's you're right. You can do it if you really try, but we're not saying that mistama, it must be that you left extra space. We're saying that in order to make our Mishnah fit with Rav Huna, we must be making an akinta in the Mishnah that it must be talking about where you left a little extra space. Rava Amar Afilu Teima B'she'ein Ma'adif. Rava says, nah, you leave exactly the same amount of space as you have schach pasul on top of the sukkah, and still it's not a kasher Rav Huna. That if you have the schach pasul going along the length of the sukkah, so you run the schach kasher along the width of the sukkah. Erev nosan shesi. If the schach pasul is going along the width, then you put the schach kasher going lengthwise, and therefore the schach kasher is always going to outnumber the schach pasul, because when you put it in one direction, the tops of the schach kasher are being supported, are sitting on or overlapping the schach pasul. So mele, in that place where the schach kasher is overlapping the schach pasul, the schach pasul becomes batel. And since there's avir in between, that's exactly the shear of schach pasul, plus you have where it overlaps, where the schach pasul becomes batel. So it turns out by being mevatel a little bit of the schach pasul through the schach kasher, you now have more than 50% schach kasher. The problem is, what do you mean it becomes batel? If the schach kasher is like sitting on schach pasul, so you're underneath schach pasul, it doesn't really become batel. So Tosfos raises that question: how can we batel schach pasul? It's a davar nikar la'ayin, and it's not misbatel. It's not like it's mixing in, and there's like a little bit of schach pasul that's mixed in with a whole bunch of schach kasher. You have these boards of schach. You have shvudin shel barzel. So it's anytime something is nikar, it's not going to be batel. Now, obviously, we're talking about a case where it's not. It can't be that it's resting on top of it. Then it wouldn't be shayach bittel anyway. So Karban Sadal says that Rashi doesn't mean me din bittel. He means that it's tafel to the schach kasher, that the primary is the schach kasher. Now, says the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that if you makara bishvudin oba arucho samita, that if there's space in between them, then it's going to be kosher. So you see that aruch samita, even though right now they're not actually attached to the bed and they're not functioning as a kli, apparently we're using them as a classic example of that which is schach pasul. Lema say Rabbi Ami bar Tav Yomi, dam Rabbi Ami bar Tav Yomi sicha bivloi kelim psula. So that seems to support Rabbi Ami bar Tav Yomi, that if you have worn out kelim that used to be part of a kli and used to be makabel tuma, they're going to be pasul. is gzerim midrabban, even though right now they're not mekabel tuma. So it says more, no, kedam Rabbi Chanan am Rabbi, ba'arucha ushtei kra'ayim. Maybe we're talking about the long board that goes across the bed and the two sides, b'ksar ushtei kra'ayim, or the piece of wood that's in the along the width of the bed with the two raglayim of the bed. So achinami, it could be that our Mishnah is not talking about aruch samita that are totally totally disconnected from the rest of the bed. Baruch ushtei kra'ayim, b'ksar ushtei kra'ayim. That over here also, just like in elsewhere, we said that there's such a thing as taking a significant enough portion of the bed that it's still mekabel tuma. Over here also, we're talking about a case where you took a significant enough portion of the bed that it's still mekabel tuma. So the next obvious follow-up question that we're going to start with tomorrow is, where do we ever say anything about a ruch ushtei kra'ayim, ksar ushtei kra'ayim? Where do we ever say anything about a significant enough portion of the bed being mekabel tuma? And Bez Hashem, we will pick up with that tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.
You as well, Zay Gazant.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Have a good day.